you know, thinking like he's been playing this trip for, you know, a year or so, I thought that he would have like Europe kind of sorted. Like, you know, he only had the guidebook for Africa. And remember, you know, before the internet, you can just Google stuff and look things up, right? So we really didn't know how we were going to get to Africa, and he had no guidebook for Europe. So we literally had to walk around, like our first morning in Paris, we walked around for 4 hours to try and find a cheap place to stay in January in the cold with our, you know, backpacks, my pack, you know, I had like sleeping bag and a cooking stove and clothes for the cold, clothes for the heat. So the backpack weighed about, 30, 40 pounds. Yeah, 40 pounds probably. It's not light. And then, so we kind of went through Europe. So we went through like France, Italy, Greece. And then we couldn't figure out how we're going to get to Africa because it's in the winter. So a lot of the ferries were not running basically. So we ended up going to a few of the Greek islands and then into Turkey. And we thought, okay, well, we can go, you know, from Turkey, we should be able to get, you know, to Africa. Well, again, I had to go into a travel agent to look at a world map to figure out where the hell we were.
Right.
We're going to get across. So I'm like, oh, we could maybe go through Lebanon, through Israel into Egypt. But then again, I knew that I didn't want to have Israeli stamps in my passport because I was going to Sudan, right, which was Islam fundamentalist, and you can't, well, most Muslim countries, even back then, you couldn't have an Israeli stamp. So I was like, I don't know if I should do that. But anyway, so I called the Lebanese embassy and I was like, hi, we're two Canadians. Just wonder if we can come through Lebanon and if we need a visa. He's like, madam, there is a war going on. I was like, oh. So that's a no. He's like, yes. I'm like, okay, well, sorry about your war. The next country over. So the next country was Syria.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I phoned the Syrian embassy. I'm like, hi, you know, two Canadians want to come to Syria. Is that possible? They're like, oh yes, of course. And I was like, okay, do I need to get a visa before I come or can I get one at the border? Oh yeah, you can get one at the border, no problem. And then he closed it by, have a lovely picnic in Syria. Like, okay, awesome. So we get go right along the Turkish coast, which is beautiful, by the way. And you know, it's you know, days to get there, right? And we finally get to the Syrian border, and you know, by like two different pickup trucks and the back of pickup trucks and really bad roads and everything, get to the Syrian border. Where's your visa? Oh, well, I just spoke to a guy at the Syrian embassy. He said I can get one here. No, not possible. You have to go to Ankara, Ankara, Turkey, which is North Turkey, 12 hours away. I was like, oh, what? My God. Yeah. And this was us. Actually, I forgot. We also went to Cyprus before this to get from, we thought we could get the ferry from Cyprus to Alexandria in Egypt. So we did that. But because we were on the Turkish side of the Cyprus, well, we went, the ferries weren't running from that side. They're only running from the Greek side. So as we went to cross over to the Greek side of Cyprus, they're like, no, not possible. You have a Turkish stamp. We're not letting you in. And that's the only way to the ferry. So we had to go back to Turkey. So I've got that little bit before. So it's just like, oh, are we ever going to get to Africa? But yeah, so we had to do this 12-hour ridiculously long bus journey to Ankara. Of course, we got there Friday night. Embassies are closed all weekend.
So, right.
Yep. So had to wait the weekend out, Monday, finally got our visa, and then get back on that bus, another 12 hours to the border, and we got in. So that was, that was great. And I'm now looking back, obviously, I wish I would have spent more time in Syria, actually, because we're only there for a couple of days in Damascus, which was such a beautiful city, just amazing, and the nicest people. And it's so sad what's happened to it over the last 10 years, you know, so much right. The country's been destroyed. Yeah, it's heartbreaking, really, because they're just the nicest people. Like, I found that I've been to a lot of Middle Eastern countries and a lot on my own. And I really, the hospitality I've received is just ridiculous. They're such generous, kind people. Amazing. Like, I've been invited into so many homes and had so many meals and even slept in their homes, you know.
Right.
Without even sometimes being able to speak the same language, you know. So just great people.